Ethereum altcoin season is about to begin. And in today's episode, we are going to tell you three large cap altcoins that we personally think will outperform ETH in the weeks and months to come.
Not only are we going to provide you with our top three large caps, but somewhere in this episode, we have sprinkled in our top small cap gem.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today's episode is about Ethereum altcoin season and how we are going to play it. We're going to be telling you our three large cap altcoin picks that we personally expect to outperform Ethereum in the altcoin season, which has just begun. And we've also hidden our top small cap Ethereum altcoin play somewhere in this episode for you to find.
Yeah, look, so we're going to cover our three top Ethereum altcoins in this episode. Make sure you guys comment below what your top three Ethereum altcoins are, because maybe we missed something in this episode. And if we like your list, we will do a follow-up episode for you and our viewers. Now let's dive right into it, because Bitcoin has been leading the charge for the past several years. Everybody called Ethereum dead. Lo and behold, Ethereum is now, you know, up over 80%, 100% over the past 30 to 60 days, bottoming out at 1,500, skyrocketing near to 5,000. Is this the end for Ethereum, or do we continue higher? Well, typically, look, how does the money flow? It flows from Bitcoin into Ethereum into altcoins, right? We believe that based off of history, we should see beta plays in Ethereum also perform quite well.
And the timing is now to be looking at Ethereum and Ethereum altcoins because, look, we have so many tailwinds for Ethereum. We have institutions stacking ETH in ETFs. We have the multi-trillion dollar stablecoin industry being born, and it's all being built on ETH. We have staking becoming legalized in USA, and most of that is built on ETH. And then you look at the Ethereum Bitcoin chart. This looks like we have a multi-year bull market where Ethereum and Ethereum altcoins can outperform Bitcoin. That's why this episode, you need to watch it until the end.
All right, let's start off with the very first altcoin, and that is Chainlink. Already seeing institutional adoption. Look at who they're working with. They're working with Swift. They're working with JP Morgan, MasterCard, the Central Bank of Brazil, Fidelity International, ANZ. These are big banking institutional corporations. They all are adopting Chainlink right now.
Yeah, I think Chainlink is one of the most deeply integrated Ethereum beta plays we can find. When you're talking about stablecoins, when you're talking about real-world assets, everything that's built on Ethereum, they need the decentralized oracle, which is providing all information from off-chain to on-chain, and that is Chainlink. And the thesis here is simple. First of all, Chainlink is a Ethereum play. Second, look at how all the top cryptos, the altcoins, have performed so far in this bull run, right? Bitcoin has hit all-time high. Ethereum has basically hit all-time high. XRP, all-time high. BNB, all-time high. Solana, all-time high. Chainlink, not all-time high. So just by this thesis alone, when you see normies come back in, when you see people flood back into crypto, when, you know, Ethereum, when altcoin season really, really hits, when you start to see mania, they already know what Chainlink is. That will be one of the first altcoins that these people are going to buy. But Chainlink, at time of recording, is sitting at least a 2x from all-time high. And the fact that it is an Ethereum play, it's integrated with these stable coins, with everything in Ethereum, and it is that far off all-time high. When all of the other altcoins have already hit all-time highs, this, for me, this has become one of my largest bags because I think Chainlink will outperform not only Ethereum, but many of the other large-hop altcoins.
Yeah, look, this whole I think altcoin bull run is going to be fueled by institutional adoption. And it's going to be proven players. And like the altcoins you already mentioned, how they're all reaching all-time highs. Well, look, this is another one of those institutional altcoins that is seeing adoption from like Swift and all those other players I just mentioned, but also is being bought up by World Liberty Financial. Who's the founder of Chainlink? That Sergey Nazarov guy. And he was literally at the White House having discussions with Trump.
Yeah.
Like, surely this is going to be integrated with maybe the entire U.S. banking system.
Something with what they're doing, for sure. There's connections to Trump, to the administration, to Eric Trump, to World Liberty Financial. I think Chainlink is one of the sleeping giants for large caps that we have to look at. So it had to be our first pick today. The second pick is a coin that if you've been following us, you've probably made a lot of money on recently, and that is Athena. Now, Athena, we called this out on our market update like 2 months ago. We called out Athena at like 20, 25 cents, and it ran all the way to like 70, 80 cents. Now, of course, with Ethereum pulling back recently a little bit, but bouncing back, Athena has pulled back a bit. But why did we like Athena as one of the best Ethereum beta plays? It's the number one DeFi platform on Ethereum. And all comes down to stablecoins, lending, yields, and with staking becoming legalized, with stablecoins becoming legalized, with Ethereum being the new institutional gem, Athena has so much more room to run.
Yeah, there's a demand gap, I think, for decentralized, scalable, stable assets. And basically, it's a hedge against centralized stablecoins. And I think the market is going to want something like that. Look, this is an easy way to earn maximum yield on your Ethereum. And revenue generation is tied to everything that Athena is doing. So I think this is actually a massive beta play for Ethereum. And that's why we jumped onto it around 20 cents and rode all the way up to 80.
100%. And if we think, and I think we both agree that Ethereum is going to soar into new all-time highs, do I think 7,500? Do I think 10,000 is unobtainable? Absolutely not. And if Ethereum continues to soar into all-time highs, I see absolutely no reason that Athena should not soar into all-time highs of its own. And as a smaller cap beta play for Ethereum, the potential gains could be outsized, right? So if Ethereum does another 2x from here, Athena could do another 4x, right? Of course, this is just our opinion. No guarantee. This is not financial advice. You need to do your own research. We're just saying we think this possibly could happen. This is how we're managing our own bags.
Okay, now let's jump into that small cap gem that I'm sure you
hold on. Let's just wait. Let's do our large cap and leave the small cap until the end.
Okay, fine. Let's do that instead. All right. So our last large cap altcoin to take advantage of the Ethereum narrative is Lido DAO. The ticker is LDO. And basically, what Lido DAO is, it's a staking protocol. And I think this is really going to see tailwinds when we start to see regulatory clarity around Ethereum staking ETFs. Mm-hmm. Just by the nature of the way the market works, people are going to think Ethereum staking is now legal. Let's look at Lido DAO. Simple as that.
I think the pitch is super simple here. As we just mentioned earlier, staking is becoming legalized. For Ethereum ETFs, staking is going to be integrated. Stablecoins integration adoption into the global economy is becoming legalized and regulated. Lido DAO is the number one liquid staking protocol on Ethereum. This is very simple. And when you look at the chart, the all-time high for Lido DAO is like a 5 to 6x from where it currently is. It is nowhere near all-time highs. So the same pitch I did for Link before, where Link is 2x off an all-time high, Lido DAO being a smaller market cap than Link. I personally think, again, not financial advice, Lido DAO can go back to its all-time highs or more if Ethereum altcoin really kicks off, because all the narratives are there. Staking, legalized, stablecoins, legalized, Lido DAO has all of this built on Ethereum. I think it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, they control the majority of Ethereum's liquid staking, meaning you can stake your Ethereum, but then you get this Lido DAO token to participate in other DeFi protocols, and then you can earn more money on your Lido DAO. So it's pretty good.
There was also some regulation, I think, that came in specifically for liquid staking, where it was like the liquid staking tokens that protocols are issuing are not securities.
Right.
So they're not only regulating stablecoins and staking, they've actually regulated liquid staking. So Lido DAO, you could start to see these institutions, all this money flowing into these Ethereum ETFs, potentially get involved with Lido DAO and the staking there, which could drive huge demand for the token.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now it's time for the small cap gem. And this one only just launched, which means we're all still relatively early to it. It's on Ethereum, and it's been holding up extremely well from launch. It's so well executed. And I think it was so well executed because it was launched by somebody who has already created other apps that has seen hundreds of millions of downloads and generates hundreds of billions of dollars worth of revenue across these different apps. And he is running this like a true Web2 business, but he just only recently introduced a token.
Yeah, so this ticks all the boxes for us. And the reason we're talking about this one today is because we think this could become one of those mid-large caps on Ethereum, but we're early to it, so right now it's a small cap. Why does it tick all the boxes? No VCs, no pre-sale hype, no hype at all. Self-launch at a tiny market cap. Then when you look at the business, this Frank Ramos guy, he previously built Disney Plus. This guy is one of the top devs in the world. He's responsible for an app that has billions of users, billions of dollars of revenue. And now he's pivoted to crypto. He won the Solana hackathon, basically saying, look, I'm a top dev in crypto. And now this is his new baby. He has built a project called Workloop AI, which is the all-in-one AI platform where you can speak in plain English to Workloop and it controls all the software on your computer at once. It can do Excel, Gmail, GitHub, Twitter, Slack, Calendar, literally controls all of your software from one thing, and that's Workloop. And this is built for enterprise adoption. Companies don't need to buy the token to use Workloop. They can just use Workloop as it is. They don't even know it's crypto. But then the Loop token comes in, and that's where it's really interesting.
Yeah, the Workloop token is, so the ticker is LOOP. And essentially, this is a way for people to earn revenue from the protocol itself. And the better it does, the better the Loop token is going to do. Mm-hmm. It's an incentive mechanism to share, you know, a Loop and get it out to other people who want to use it. Frank has like 7,000 followers on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a very professional network. Mm-hmm. This is where real people do real jobs. And when he already has a successful track record, you know, after attending Harvard and doing well in his studies there, launching successful applications, working for multi-billion dollar businesses, then he comes out with something where you just speak plain English into it and it takes care of all your administrative tasks for you. This is going to be an absolute monster in that world. And I think it's going to attract a lot of Web2 users, which is going to end up being very beneficial, not financial advice, for the Web3 adopters of the Loop token.
For sure. So right now, the Loop token sitting at a small market cap is probably our top Ethereum small cap beta play right now. It's one of the only crypto AI companies that I can actually see institutions adopting because they don't need to learn crypto to use Workloop. And therefore, I see Workloop making millions and millions in revenue, which will drive demand for the token as a revenue share vehicle. So look, if there's any Ethereum large caps that we missed, let us know in the comments. If there's any Ethereum small caps that we missed, let us know in the comments because you know we're going to do round two.
And then make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.